Welcome to the Smut Hive, where each week we, Jillian and Morgan, review a romance book, drink something yummy, laugh our asses off, and rant about what we loved, what we didn't, and of course, talk about hot, smutty sex. There will be spoilers, so if you want to read it first, close now and come back later.
We would like to note that this is an explicit podcast where we may talk about many taboo topics that include explicit sex scenes, subject matter that could be sensitive to some, and filthy language.
Hi, welcome back to the Smut Hive.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm swell.
Yeah.
How are you?
Same. So much the same. Mm-hmm. I know. It's really early. We didn't have a chance to have an episode last week, so super sorry about that. But we are meeting at the butt crack of dawn today to get this recorded for you folks.
Yeah.
And we are drinking coffee and still wiping the sleepy out of our eyes. And we, surprise, surprise, wake up and there is snow again in Michigan.
Because what the fuck?
I'm so sick of it. Like, I think it was last week that we had like 70 degree day.
It was supposed to be 70 this week.
And then like 2 days later, we had snow again. I mean, it went away, but still, it's like cold. I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grouchy because, you know, when I wake up and I have my first cup of coffee in bed and I scroll TikTok.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I know, right? And I don't understand how the algorithm works for the shit that they create that goes on your feed. But when you get fired up about it, like, mm-hmm. it's a thing.
Okay.
So the last time that we met, I had a thing that I went off on TikTok about from just some cancel culture author bullshit that I was seeing. This one is new.
Oh,
you're going to love this because I went on a tangent to my dog because she was the only one that was here listening to me. My husband's already at work. But there is a thing now. Mistresses of TikTok. There is a culture of fucking women who are mistresses that are now presenting their own TikTok pages for content to be like, I'm loud and proud and I am fucking someone else's man. Whoa. I mean, whoa. I could give you some examples that will piss you the fuck off.
Wait, do the men there fucking know they're doing this? Like,
I have no idea. There's no man. I mean, it can be created for. I mean, you know what I mean? But literally, like, the first one I saw was, like, this, I don't know, ugly as fuck, dishwater blonde bullshit. I mean, you're just looking at her like, I didn't find that you actually got your own man, so maybe that's why you have to go. But she's just talking about how the benefits of being a mistress, which are kind of, like, half of, like, a sugar baby situation, like, oh, he takes me places. Yeah, bitch, because he can't take you home. He can't go to his home because he has one with his wife and children. And then it's like, you know, I do have to spend every holiday alone. Yes, because he's at home with his wife and children. Eventually, he might leave them for me. No, he's not. Or he would have done so. And if you had respect for yourself, you would have allowed something else before you let this man crawl in your pants. You dumb bitch. And that was one dumb bitch.
Oh, there's, you know, lots.
I looked it up. Now I fucked myself because now my algorithm is really
fucked.
But
there's lots of them?
Yes. Because I actually, the search that I put in was mistresses of TikTok. And I got different bitches that were rolling through. And they're trying to convince women of all ages to be a mistress rather than be a girlfriend or wife or be in any kind of a partnered relationship with, you know, trust and all the things. But they're proud to be mistresses. Now, what I'm waiting for, because I didn't work meeting really early, so I didn't get the full research, but stay tuned. I'm going to come back with it. I'm now waiting for the like stitched videos of the pissed off wives that are going to come in and they're going to check the mistresses. Because listen, I don't care where you are on your morality scale of life. But here's Jillian.
But putting it out there like that is wild as fuck. I wanna duet stitch of one of the wives when she finds out that said mistress is
her husband's mistress.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, let me tell you about that. You would just hear that shit got lit on fire. Because I am a proper punisher, and I feel as though both motherfuckers need their asses beat. But I'm also from the generation of waiting to exhale, and Angela Bassett is my motherfucking spirit animal.
Oh, yeah.
So fuck with me, and I will put all your shit in your car and set it on fire and roll it to your mistress's house, wait for her to come outside, and then pull out that nasty fucking hair. No. Just absolutely not. There is no pride in yourself.
No.
To be a fucking mistress, you dumb bitch.
I'm
If I would have wrote down the names, I would have called them out and just been like, come at me. Find my little smutty podcast where we've never had instances of cheating on the podcast. And let's talk about this shit, bitch, because I have a moral problem with you trying to convince the future generation of this world. Oh, yeah. Be a mistress. Listen, if you want to be an OnlyFans model and sell motherfucking pervs pictures of your feet, do you, boo.
Right.
If you want to be polyamorous and be multiple situations, multiple women and men, and fuck you, do you, boo.
Right.
But if your whole shtick is, oh, look, I'm fucking a married man, fuck you.
Eeks.
Yeah.
I feel like social media, okay, there are crimes that are, so I feel like on TikTok specifically, you know, there's those pages for like crimes and stuff.
Yeah.
You have Joe Schmo over here, like being a full ass detective.
Yeah.
And these people legit are solving crimes.
Yeah.
Via social media.
They sure are.
Do you think for 1 second, but you're about to no longer be a mistress, because the second someone decides, oh, okay, let's see who you're actually fucking, they're going to solve that shit. Then the wives are going to start finding out, and then the mistresses are going to get, that's not going to last long. Mm-hmm. That's not going to last long. When you put shit like that out there, you're just asking for it.
Yes, because I am now going to start this new segment of our podcast that is like, what has pissed Jillian off on TikTok today? And that one was just like, I wish I would have just found a way to, like, I don't know, translate what this bitch said. I lost the video when I tried to find it. I was going to try to like send it to you.
I just thought being a mistress was like supposed to be secret.
Okay, first of all, why can't you just find a secret boyfriend to fuck?
Right. Well, no, because what? There's no danger in that, Jillian. There's no danger in that. People are like chasing, like.
It's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's wild. It's join the lifestyle. Join with the multiple partners and all that kind of shit. Like, do that as opposed to that. This is a moral problem for me.
Agreed.
Because I'm sorry. If this man was going to ever leave his wife, he would have done so before he started fucking you. That's the only way to take it seriously.
Right.
Number two, if you're a woman, single woman or whatever, and you're screwing a married man, what the fuck does that say about you? What does that say about you?
I know.
Yeah, send that fucking man home to work out his shit. And if he comes back to you, he comes back to you.
Right.
That's great. But don't come on a fucking social media thing and just start talking about like, oh, these are the benefits. No. Bitch, there are no benefits.
The benefits.
Merry fucking Christmas by yourself. Happy fucking Valentine's Day by yourself.
But what is the benefit?
There is none.
Right. Like, I don't understand what the point of your platform is.
Oh, hers was like, oh, he takes me to hotels. Enjoy the fucking Red Roof Inn, bitch, because no. No. Just no. Yeah. So that's my rant.
Red Roof Inn, you said.
Yeah, so... Yeah, because that's just gross to me.
Well,
So anyway, so fans, you know, come at me. Come at me. If you agree with me, let me know. If you're a said mistress, fuck it. I'll interview on this podcast. Yep. We'll figure out what the fuck is in it for you.
Yep.
Now, I understand that I'm saying that as a woman that has been married for almost 25 years. But no, no, baby girl, no. Go, let's do the OnlyFans. Let's set you up.
Mm-hmm.
If you need, okay, mistresses, if you need rehabilitation, come see me.
Yeah.
Communicate with me. We'll hook you up. We'll get you, maybe you can be an OnlyFans model, porn.
Something.
Some kind of, you know, like I said, lifestyle. We need to reevaluate your life choices.
Yeah.
And as another woman to a woman, I'm not going to lift you up in this particular scenario.
No.
So let's work on that, people. Do better. Let's do better. That's going to be my new theme.
Do better.
Do better.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my rant.
Mistresses of TikTok.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeek.
Now I need to get that shit off my feed so I can go back to my boring life of dogs and crockpot meals. So,
fair.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So this week I read a book.
You did.
I haven't told you anything about it.
No.
I will let you know this.
Okay.
This is a series, first of all.
Okay.
There are 8 books in this series, with the last one that came out in 2020. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an ongoing series, I know, because of the way that it left off. But this author is writes a lot of different series. I don't know if you've ever heard of her or not. It's Liliana Hart. This particular series is called The Addison Holmes Mystery, and the first one is Whiskey Rebellion.
Okay.
Okay, here's the deal. There is no sex in this book.
Okay.
But this book is sexual.
Okay.
The buildup of the main character, the main male character mm-hmm. of this book, the relationship that these characters have, it's so hot.
Okay.
He is one of my top book boyfriends, and okay. he hasn't even fucked yet.
Oh.
So because I've read other series by this author, mm-hmm. there will be sex, there's going to be dirty sex, but she does do the buildup, and she does it so good, because you will read a book without sex and still be horny.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wanna get you into this, because okay. again, laugh out loud.
Okay.
Amazing side characters. The character of Addison Holmes herself, fucking spirit animal.
Okay.
I love this bitch. And I've read this series for years, and I will reread this series
okay.
over and over. And when I was going through my Kindle going, I don't feel like anything new. I know there's something I've not talked mm-hmm. about on this pod before. This one stuck out. And I was like, why the fuck have I never talked about this before?
Right.
So please, run, get it, read it. You're going to laugh
okay.
fucking hysterically. Okay. So this takes place in Whiskey Bayou, Georgia. All of these books are named after whiskey something.
Okay.
So the first one, Whiskey Rebellion.
Oh, I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
Right.
So Addison Holmes, here's her deal. She's about 30. Her shit is not together.
Okay.
She is a 9th grade history teacher. She is dead broke. Her apartment building that she lives in is about 60 days from being condemned.
Okay.
As it should be. She has okay. buckets in her living room. Oh. Like every day she comes home and thinks half of her roof's going to fall
okay.
in. Like it's going to die.
Okay.
However, all of her money that she makes is going towards her fancy schmancy sexy car. And I'm not a car person, or I would have wrote it down.
Okay.
It's a fancy schmancy sexy car.
Okay.
And she's okay with handing over the majority of her paycheck to pay for it.
Okay.
Because she also has like an underwear of the month club, you know,
oh.
priorities.
Okay.
And, she is also paying all the wedding bills for a non-wedding. The situation is about 6 months ago, she was going to settle for like the local insurance agent in this little fucking town, who she loved, but the sex was not all that great, but she did love him and she was going to be there for it. And on her wedding day, he was found in the honeymoon limo fucking her frenemy from like middle school.
Okay.
Yeah. So she stuck with all the bills. She moved out of their house. That's why she's living in the shitty apartment. Sure. And she is strapped to the gills
okay.
money-wise, right? So she's going to tell you her shit is not together. So we open up. Yeah. We open up this book at amateur night at the Foxy Lady.
All right.
And she is telling herself, yes, you can. Yes, you can
do that,
bitch. You can be a stripper.
Yeah.
This is your only option now.
Right.
You're just going to have to take your clothes
right.
off. Now, we're doing this 2 towns away.
Okay.
Because everything that happens in Whiskey Bayou, from the second that you drive into Whiskey
right.
Bayou,
everyone knows.
Gets back to her mother.
Okay.
And her mother is like the queen of gossip. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. So she is at the Foxy Lady. She's a terrible stripper. She, like, her pasty gets stuck in her eye. Like, it's a thing.
Okay.
She tries to trip
She's
over herself. She can't dance.
Uh-huh.
There's nobody in this
right.
crowd that's impressed by her, you know, good. So, however, though, while she's trying to pick up her shit and leave, she sees the principal of her school, and he makes eye contact
oh,
with her.
Shit.
So even though she has, like, a wig on.
But is she naked? Like, fully naked?
Not fully naked. Like, there's a thong and pasty.
Okay.
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 Well, one pasty.
Okay.
The other one's like stuck to her
okay.
eyelash or something. She like falls against the
okay.
Like it's
yeah.
it's you will laugh out loud very first
okay.
chapter.
Okay. All right.
So she makes eye contact with her principal, and her principal knows it's her, and she knows it's him, and then he like takes a picture of her.
Oh shit.
On his phone, and then like beelines, and she's like, oh holy fuck. So she stopped before she could put her clothes on in the dressing room by the sleaze bag who owns the
mm-hmm.
Foxy Lady.
Yep.
And he was like, you're a terrible stripper.
Right.
She's like, yeah, I know. I've got to reevaluate my life
choices. Yeah.
So now she's thinking about, I'd rather probably just sell a kidney.
Right.
On the black market.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a better chance than me making money as a stripper.
Right.
So she is basically like gets her shit, puts her clothes on, gets ready to leave. She's like talking on her phone or looking through her bag or something, and she trips. She's tripped over the dead body of her principal. Literally 10 minutes, she saw him alive, and he took a picture of her, and now he's dead in the parking lot. So she is never seen a dead body before. She is in hysterics. She is freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
The guy who owns the strip club is like, you need to wait a minute before we call the cops because I got to read, you know, he's sleazy, right? He's got to do some shit. So they call the cops. He's feeding her liquor. She's drinking.
Yeah.
She's got a fucking buzz going on now by the time the cops come, right?
Okay.
So, of course, when the cops come, it's going to be Interdetective Awesome.
Hello.
Interdetective. I've never seen a hot fucking detective before.
Right.
We have Nick Dempsey.
Okay.
Bam. That's that instant moment, you know, except she's not with her wits about her and she's in a fucking strip club.
Right.
So he's all business, you know, he's dark hair, blue eyes, hot and dangerous. She's in shock. She's drinking her whiskeys. She desperately wants to know the detective to know. I don't really work here.
Right. I'm not a stripper.
I'm not really a stripper. I thought I was going to be a stripper. I really needed the money. My life really fucking sucks. I don't have my shit together. But I found the body. And he is my principal because I do work at the... And she's just going a mile a minute, drunk as a fucking skunk.
Okay.
And he's just looking at her like dead cold.
Yeah.
You can't tell what... He's, you know, playing it cool.
Yeah.
He's amused by her.
Yeah.
The whole fucking time. Now, this book is only her point of view.
Okay.
Okay. So, but you can tell, like, when he starts to become kind of amused by her, she's smitten, but at the same time, she's like, who the fuck are you to be laughing at me?
Right.
Even though I know I'm a mess, but I didn't say you could laugh at me as a mess. Like, you have to earn that privilege.
Okay.
Okay. But, so the detective is trying to get the bar owner guy. He was like, listen, you go get her coffee. Mm-hmm. Like, she needs some coffee and, like, then a ride home.
Yeah.
And he tells her, like, I don't believe that you murdered anyone because this is a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you sober up, go the fuck home, and come and make a statement with me the next day as soon as you're sober.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't tell me what to do. So, you know, it is what it is. So she does wake up the next day. And, you know, a little bit hungover or whatever. And it's all like, oh my God, I can't believe that, you know, all just happened. Mm-hmm. And she knows the news is going to be getting out soon. And she asked the detective, can you keep my name out of the fucking paper?
Right.
Nobody, he's like, I don't think that you're a suspect. There's no reason to put you in the paper. We'll try to protect you as much as we can. Because she is telling him the truth.
Right. Am I jumping the gun? Where's the phone that he took the picture with?
See, I don't know yet. I think it might still be with him. Like, she didn't search his body or anything looking for the phone. She was traumatized by finding a dead body.
See,
and I'm not quite sure. I don't remember how he died. I don't remember if it was a gunshot or a stab.
Well, I feel like this is going to sound terrible. I watch a lot of crime dramas and docs on whatever. Yeah. I feel like if I actually saw a dead body, I'm not sure I would totally freak out, but if it was a dead body of someone that just took a picture that could ruin my life, I 100% would be like, bitch, where's your phone? I'd be trying to find it.
Yeah?
Yeah, to delete that picture.
Oh, see, I'm the exact same as like the Stand By Me movie that we watched when we were kids, where I will go on a journey with my besties to go poke a stick at a dead body.
Yeah.
But the second I get there, I will literally cry and rock on the ground and pee my pants.
Yeah, I don't know. But when you initially were talking about this, I thought he was about to be, he was killed because he took the picture. Like, someone was trying to save her.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it was just a coincidence.
It's going to be an ongoing, every one of these books is a new mystery.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But because you have this cast of side characters I'm going to explain to you, there's other shit that adds up, and then her personal life, and then the romance, and then you're just gonna fucking fall in love with Addison.
Got it.
That's all there is to it.
Okay.
Okay, so here's some of our crazy side characters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she has a crazy ass motherfucking mom. Mom is a recent widow. Her dad died last year of a heart attack in front of like a football game. Dad was a retired cop. So Addison is very much like involved in understanding cop life. Mm-hmm. And so she thinks she could figure out Mr. Hot Detective Pants.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, she was like, you know, I've got that ex douchebag and he is now with his fucking mistress.
Oh, God. Okay.
And her frenemy. I think her name was Veronica.
Ugh.
Frenemy. And then her BFF, Kate. Kate is an ex cop. Mm-hmm. She walked away from being a cop because she didn't want to play like the game or whatever. So, but she did decide that she likes what she does. So she opened up the McLean Detective Agency.
Okay.
So, you've also got another side character who's a teacher at the school. Her name is Rosemarie Valentine. Hmm. She is a fucking hoot and a half. Like, I can't figure out how to, like, find a person that reminds me of her. But apparently she's, like, overweight and wears, like, crazy makeup and crazy loud clothes and drives, like, a little Volkswagen. And the things that come out of her mouth would, like, make a drunken stripper blush.
Do you ever watch Criminal Minds?
Yes.
I feel like you just described Garcia.
I feel like she's nerdier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. So, Veronica, the nemesis, mm-hmm. she also works at the school.
Okay.
So, she's always coming up to Addison Ugh. And being like, oh, well, you know, you suck because I fucked your man and now he lives with me. And then the only thing Addison can do is look at you. He's like, he's not with you, bitch. He's with your double Ds. Like,
right.
your fake fucking right. boobs and your fake fucking ass and your fake fucking nose job.
Right.
But it always ends up being like where Addison walks away like, I don't think I won that exchange, but I'll try harder next time.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
it is what it is at this point. So, okay. So, Kate basically is telling her that, you know what, why don't you just come work for me? Like, you're not going to be able to be a stripper. You can't dance. There's nothing else. You mm-hmm. don't have any other life skills besides right. teaching history. So why don't you just come and work for me? And since you're not licensed, I can still use you for, like, surveillance. And then she goes, oh, you mean stalking? Nope, I mean surveillance.
Right.
Like, it's actually.
Right.
And she's like, okay, I can do that. So this is where she actually just starts, like, you know, I don't know, like, you start to develop her character, right? You start explaining, like, she's the type of person that's going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to go meet Kate so I can get this equipment. So I'm going to put on these here cutoff shorts and this George Michael concert t-shirt. But oops, I need to swing. I'm hungry and I haven't eaten anything besides liquor. Mm. So I'm going to swing through Dairy Queen and get a banana split because that's what you need to eat. And then I'm going to eat the banana split as I'm driving like a fucking crazy person in my sexy car. And I think everybody else is
okay.
wrong and I'm right.
right.
Like, that's her.
Okay.
And she either annoys you to the point to where you're like, I can't believe I'm not strangling the life out
right.
of you. Or I'm laughing so hard at you right now and how crazy you are, I'm peeing my pants.
Right. So is she not? So did she quit her teaching job
no.
to work for Kate? Oh,
she
so she's doing
that's
both.
That's why she went to the
okay.
other.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why she went to the other strip place. She okay. doesn't want anyone to know.
Okay.
And so this is in addition to
Got
her
it.
Teaching.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, so while she's she runs a truck off the road. Like, she's eating this banana split. She's driving like a fucking loon. She thinks it's everyone else's
mm-hmm.
problem. She's trying to meet Kate to get equipment. And she runs this car off the road and then, like, drops her banana split on herself and is pissed the fuck off at the person driving the
Oh,
truck.
Dear God. Okay.
So then she gets to Kate's. Kate's expecting to see her as a hot mess. She was like, yep, I see, you know, you went to Gary
You're
Quinn,
a disaster.
So you
yep.
are. But here's what you need to do. Like, basically, all you need to do is follow, take pictures, and report.
Oh, boy.
Don't do anything else. And Kate explains this thoroughly because she's like, we've been best friends since we were 8.
Right.
I'm not lying to you, bitch. You are not licensed. You're going to get in trouble. Don't solve any mysteries. Most of these are like cheating fucking spouses.
Right.
That's what her first job is like staking out
yeah.
some guy.
Okay.
All the things. So, but in walks Hot Detective to the McLean Detective Agency. So Nick knows Kate.
Okay. Yeah.
And sometimes they pass information
yeah.
back and forth or whatever. And he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, he was supposed to be meeting her. And he was like, I'm so sorry that I'm late, but a fucking loon drove me off the road.
I knew this was going
to And then he was like, wait, that is in your parking lot. And then he looks at her ass and he's like, you're the fucking loon. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's you. You ruined my banana split. So
okay.
that's
yeah.
just, you know, it gets all the
yeah.
things. Yeah. All right. So. There's another thing that pops up now for Addison is that there is a picture of her being a stripper.
Oh boy. Okay.
That has now been placed on her car.
Okay.
And different things are going to pop up as the story goes on. So she has the stalker, but it doesn't occur to her for a while to even mention it to anyone. She's just like, well, that's fucked up. Oh, and then God. Goes about her fucking life.
Okay.
But like, there will be envelopes taped to the front of her apartment building. There will be like mail sent to her school. And it's all pictures of her doing different things. But the very first one is her being a stripper. And she was like, well, that fucking
that the principal
sucks.
Took.
Possibly. Yeah. Okay. She's like, well, that fucking sucks. But, you know, okay. Anyway, also at the same time that she's doing all this crazy running around in ice cream and running people off the road and all the things, she's hit her head a couple of times. Like, she runs off the side of the road and, like, hits her head on her steering wheel or whatever, but doesn't really attend mm-hmm. to it. Later that day, she thinks she needs to crawl up a tree and to take a picture instead of just staying in her car like Kate told her to, and she falls out of a tree, hits her head on the same time. Like, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes back to Dairy Queen. This book has Dairy Queen instead of Starbucks.
Got it. Okay. Yep.
So every time we would say, let's go to the Starbucks, she's like, I need fucking ice cream.
Right.
So this is what she does. Okay. So after she, you know, has hit her head a couple of more times that day and you know, it's a thing, she goes in back into Dairy Queen for some ice cream, and Nick actually sees her in the parking lot of the Dairy Queen. And he's going to like tease her, but she almost like passed out in his arms. Mm-hmm. Like, and then he like moves her hair and sees that she has like huge lumps mm-hmm. on her head. Okay. So he's like, you are a fucking delight, you know? So he takes her home because he's like, you shouldn't be driving. And he starts to instantly like take care of her. Like, he lays her down on the couch. He like goes and gets like frozen peas to put on her head. And then he's like looking around her apartment and he's like, you know what? You have like a shitty little life. Like, I don't quite like this. None of this adds up. So she tells him the story. Like, mm-hmm. this is why I ended up in the dump, and this is the ex-fiance and all this kind of stuff. And he was like, well, because he wasn't right for you. And she's like, yeah, I mean, in hindsight, that's easy to say, but I wasted all this time mm-hmm. and now I'm in this like downhill slide and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you know what? Like, it's going to be fine, because as soon as I fuck you, like, it's going to be great. And she's like, oh, okay. And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm hot. Like, you know, I'm hot.
Okay.
I'm willing to fuck you. Like, so the banter. Okay. So he's flirty and he's letting his intentions known. But also at the same time, he's just like got this like great attitude mm-hmm. of like, yeah, I know what I look like. I know I have my shit together. Like, I've got all the pieces. Like, I can, you know, do them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you kind of fall in love with him instantly. She of course reacts like, okay, well, now I'm not going to fuck you because you said I'm going to fuck you. So that's her,
right.
You know, immature attitude. Anyway, so she wakes up, she feels like shit. She's got the head lump, you know, the forehead is all bruised and all the things. What happens though is that she's going to the principal's funeral.
Okay.
And while she's there, it's very weird. Like, again, nobody knows about the stripper thing and that she was the one that found him. But all of a sudden, the younger brother that she's not really met of the principal guy gives this eulogy. And it's all about being the fact that my brother was a good man, but he was led down the wrong path by a Jezebel. And he's looking at her, and it takes her the whole eulogy to go, holy fuck, he thinks I'm the Jezebel. And now she's just offended. Like, you don't even know me. How do you know I was a Jezebel?
Right.
Like, kind of a thing. So that's like in your back of your mental Rolodex, right?
Yep.
Like, that's going to come up later. Uh-huh. Like, you know, it's a thing. Anyway, so she goes back home. She's mad about the funeral thing. She goes home. Her life sucks. She's like, fuck all this bullshit. And then she decides, I'm just going to go to the office where Kate is, and we're going to talk about stuff. And she complains about her life, and she's talking about Nick. And Kate tells her, like, you know what? Because of your ex, like, it's making you cynical. Like, you just need to fuck this awesome piece of man. Plus, side note, he's a good man.
Right.
And Addison's kind of like, yeah, I think I just want vaginas forever. And Kate's like, no. You don't. I've known you since forever. You don't want another vagina. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to learn to like vagina. No. Just stop.
Yeah.
So she's aware. You know, she's completely aware. So Kate's like, I'm setting you up on a blind date. I know a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do this. It's like tomorrow night, be here at 7, dressed to the nines. And then Addison's just like, fine, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's back on the job. She's doing more investigation. There's all these little side stories. There's some cheatings. There is some insurance shit. Like, it all just leads together. She meets great people.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow some of these little individual side piece things start to coincide together. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the mystery is still unfolding.
Okay.
Nick is actually doing the investigation on the dead principal, and he openly shares information.
Okay.
But they're not really finding a whole lot of what's going on. Anyway, so she's out in someone's yard, peeking in through windows. Shit she's not supposed to be doing, but she takes it upon herself to do. And when she gets back in her car and gets in her seat to her car, Detective Nick is sitting in her car, and he's like, hey. She instantly she didn't realize he was sitting there. Instantly freaks out and, like, punches him in the face. And then, of course, now he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And she was like, why are you in my car? And then the banter.
Mm-hmm.
You expect these people to literally hump each other's leg
right.
at the same time that they're shaving each other's
But they don't.
Head. No. It just leads up.
Okay.
And leads up and leads up. And she also kind of doesn't take him seriously.
Right.
Because, you know, she's like, what is in any of this?
Are you sure I would like this character?
Yes. Mm. Because at the same time, she's like, what? At any point of this right. dumpster fuck of a life that
right.
I have, would you find appealing?
And okay,
like,
that's
well,
fair.
Your boobs, naturally.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
that,
yeah.
that kind
okay.
of shit. So, anyway, so that all happened. She punches him. He's like, you're a fucking lunatic. And then off they go. The next day, though, he does come over to apologize.
Okay.
And he's like, I get it. You're a woman. I could scare the mm-hmm. shit out of you. It's a thing. I wanted to fuck with you, and I thought
yeah.
it was funny. The punch to my eye, not so much. But he is now starting to be real seductive. He's now starting to add on the sweet talk.
Okay.
Like, what I would give to see you naked.
Right. Okay.
Holy fuck, you're hot. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But Kate shows up right when the first kiss is about to happen.
Okay.
Okay. So, when Kate comes to do whatever, I don't know, she, like, brings her donuts and beer and shit. And she tells her, like, hey, don't forget about the date. And now Detective Nick is like, wait, what was that? Come again? Now, he's not actually asked her on a date yet.
Right.
But he is all shades of irritated
yeah.
that she's about to go on some other kind of a date.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really fun, too. And he does actually tell her, like, you know, fine, go out on this date, but it's not going to be what you want. But you could go on a date with me. And she was like, well, I don't know about that. He's like, well, listen, I've got this cop gala thing that happens every year. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know. I go all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he knows about her dad. Kind of a thing. And so he's like, well, let's just go together. And she's like, okay. So it's kind of a friend date.
Okay.
But then he slams her up against the side of the door and kisses her and then leaves.
Oh.
And so now she's okay. like.
But
so
now she's supposed
up.
To go on another date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So all that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically letting her know, like, don't fuck this other dude
yeah.
because I'm about to tear that
yeah.
ass up.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, you are, to hot detective.
Yeah.
Let's do this. So they go to the, or she has the date. Like, you don't really do the date.
Okay.
You just know he's a big fucking idiot.
Idiot.
And she's
okay.
like, thanks, Kate. You're an idiot. She's
mm-hmm.
like, nah, whatever. Anyway, goes to the gala. Detective Nick is all hot and tuxed up.
Mm.
And she was like, holy motherfucking shit. And he was like, oh my God, look at you, blah, blah, blah. But when they get to their table, they're like assigned table. Her ex-fiance and her frenemy, Veronica, are at their fucking table. And you're like,
but why?
Because he's an insurance agent and he is friends. Everyone in this town
mm-hmm.
knows each other.
Yeah.
So he is friends with everybody and he's there networking.
Mm.
And then Veronica Fake Boobs is his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, or his wife.
Yeah.
So wackiness is going to ensue at this time. Okay. Nick goes off to talk to somebody and while she's bitching at Veronica, it's like, it's so
mm-hmm.
confusing, but it's a whole thing. All this banter back and forth. And Veronica's a fucking cunt bubble.
Well, right.
And Addison sees Nick. Nick is now dancing with another woman.
Okay.
And so she's like, well, great. And Veronica sees this and comes down and be like, you can't ever keep a man.
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. By the end of the day, basically what's happening is in the middle of this cop gala, in the middle of the dance floor, Addison like punches Veronica's fake boobs. Veronica pulls her hair. They are in a full-blown, full formal wear fight.
Over what, though?
Not a fucking clue.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
okay.
They are just beating the shit out of each other.
Okay.
Someone's scratching, someone's elbowing, someone's popping someone
okay.
else's fake boob. It's a thing, okay?
Okay.
And I think for Addison, it was because she got mad at Nick for dancing with
mm-hmm.
another girl. And then Veronica being the one that sees
yeah.
it. So, but she, again, she still has a head injury that she's not gone to the doctor for. And as soon as they're having this big chick brawl in the middle of a cop gala and people are pulling her away,
mm-hmm.
she passes out in Nick's arms.
Okay.
She wakes up the next day in her apartment, but he's there. She's naked. in her bed,
mm-hmm.
and he's there and just kind of looking at her. And she was like, what the fuck? And she's mad because she's jealous.
Well, I'd be mad.
Yeah. But he likes it. So he's digging at her. He's bantering mm-hmm. with her. And basically what he's telling her is that the chick was his ex-partner.
Okay.
Who is happily married with like 4 kids
mm-hmm.
and is like his best friend.
Okay.
So she's embarrassed at this point and he teases her. And he's like, oh, so you were jealous? She's like, I don't get jealous. He's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's more wall action. He's very much a wall man. All right. He is teasing her because she's I think she's wrapped like a robe around herself mm-hmm. at this point. And he's like slowly teasing the robe open and like touching her boob and mm-hmm. like a finger up her naked thigh. And she's like, wait a minute, how did I get naked? He's like, well, I had to get you naked because you were covered in like red wine.
Yeah.
And then like boob juice from this yeah. chick's boob you deflated. And he was like, she had Spanx on.
Oh, boy.
Under her, he was like, oh, no. I almost died. I had to cut that thing off you. And so she is mortified. And I am peeing my pants laughing. Because, again, if Spanx. I'm going to be in some kind of sexy formal dress, there is a fucking Spanx
Oh,
happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We were raised right.
You
have to suck that shit.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, so he tells her, she stops it. Like, he's almost gotten her full-blown naked again. And she stops it. She's like, you know, I'm really fucked up in my life and blah, blah. And he's like, you just need to shut the fuck up and have this dick. And he tells her, he's like, you know, I want you. Like, mm-hmm. I want everything about all of this. Like, sexually, like, my dick is hard. Cool. So she is just like, it's not a great idea. And he's like, I don't really give a fuck. But, you know, he did take care of her. So she is thinking about mm-hmm. that. Like, you know, he actually went to the store because she lives like I don't know, a 20-year-old boy.
There's okay.
like nothing but beer and like powdered donuts in her house. While she was passed out asleep, he like cleaned her kitchen, went to the grocery store, and bought things like milk and fruit. You know, he's a responsible adult where she's not. So, but right when she's about to tell him, like, you know, or keeps telling him it's not a good idea, but she's about to relent, he's like, oh, by the way, explain this. Taped to her front door when he came back from shopping is more stalker photos. Yeah. So she now has to tell him.
Yeah.
And he's like, so you didn't think to tell anyone that A, you have a fucking stalker, and B, they took a picture of you on strip night when nobody else but who could be the murderer knows this. So what the fuck, girl?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I don't have my shit together. He's like,
oh, God.
Yeah, so that's a thing. But he tells her he does not want to be her rebound sex. He was like, listen, I get it. Like, I'm coming on really strong and we've got this banter and it's all sexual chemistry. Mm-hmm. But I know that you had this awful thing happen to you by these fucked up people. But I want you to know I want to take care of you. There's something about me that wants to mm-hmm. take care of you. But at the same time, like, I don't want to just be your rebound sex. So I'm going to take you on a date. And she was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what she needed to hear.
Yeah.
So they do agree to go on a date. So that's going to be fun. But there's absolutely, she was like, so no sex then. He's like, no, I'm taking you on a date. And then there absolutely will be non-rebound sex.
Right.
So there's that. Now they're still together waiting to go on the date, but they're working on the case, right? He has like some questions
mm-hmm.
and then now the stalker shit's come up and he's got more questions. So she's got a contact now, which happens to just be a busybody retired guy mm-hmm. from a neighborhood. And he was like, I can't talk to you on the phone because I think my phones are tapped. And she was like, no one knows how to tap landlines mm-hmm. anymore. And he was like, meet me at the church. And she was like, oh my God, this is like everything I've ever wanted to do to be a detective.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Nick is like, you're not doing this without me.
No.
You should not be driving with a concussion, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And no. So they go to this church, right? The next thing you know, he is ripping her panties off in the church. They had some banter. He touched her. She touched him. She crawled up this man like a tree. He's ripping her panties off. She's taking his pants down. And then she like looks up and sees like the God statue and was like, no, I can't fuck you in a church. He's like, just think they're Ronald McDonald. Like, just you're in the playhouse of Ronald McDonald.
Right.
Don't think about it. We it's too far.
Yeah.
We've gone too far. She we can't stop now. And they were going to fuck. But gunshot.
Oh, okay.
So he's running. She's running after him trying to, she's got no panties on now.
Yeah.
So she's pulling her shit back down and he's running and it's a thing. And he's like, she's yelling at him. Why are you running into danger? He's like, I'm the police officer. Why are you following me? You're not.
Yeah.
And it's her contact guy, the cute little guy from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's dead. So now there's another murder and it's all involved.
Okay.
So that's all happening. So they basically like split ways so he could go do cop stuff. And she gets called by Rosemary, the teacher mm-hmm. that works with her. And the teacher's like, listen, I really need a girl's night. I hope you, I'm having a girl's night. I want you to come. And Addison's like, cool. I need a break from mm-hmm. testosterone and murder. And she thinks it's a Tupperware party. It's not. It's a sex toy party.
Okay.
She gets really drunk at said sex toy party mm-hmm. and bought a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. When she comes back to her apartment, he's there. He wanted to wait up for her to make sure that she got back okay
mm-hmm.
and was working on the case at her apartment. I don't really know why. And he thinks it is hilarious that she's walking in with this bag of fucking sex toys.
Yeah.
And he, at first, he's like appalled, like, you do not need this size dildo. And she's like, how do you know? Trying to be all sexy. And then because she's drunk, she like falls over.
Yeah.
So he's back to taking care of her again. So that's mm-hmm. really funny. So now we've got the, you know, like a couple days later, she is driving in her car. Yes, she drives like an idiot, but somebody walked out in front of her car and she hit them. Come to find out, it's the ex-fiance. And he did, yo. So she's now mixed feelings. Like, first of all, why did he jump out in the middle of the road in my car?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a rainstorm or something, yeah. too. And she thinks something was wrong with him. And then at the same time, it's doing the feelings of, this is my ex-fiance. Mm-hmm. And then Detective Nick shows up and he's like, you're fucking killing people now? And she's like, oh my God! And she breaks down.
Right.
He comforts her and it's a thing. They do find out that the guy, the ex-fiancé or whatever, he was drugged.
Okay.
Like, he's been acting really weird, mm-hmm. I guess, but he was drugged, so it wasn't her fault. He was basically dead before she even hit him, so that gets her off the hook. They do find out, too, that the brother that eulogized the principal, mm-hmm. He has the phone. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if the cops gave him the phone or he has cloud access. Like, I'm not really sure how it all happened. But the principal was in love with Addison and took numerous pictures of her. So when brother gets the phone, uh-huh. he thinks, oh, you're a teacher by day luring my brother with your kindness, yeah. but then you're a slut by night because you're a stripper.
So is he the stalker?
He's the stalker.
Okay. Yeah. I thought at first it was Veronica.
But now the brother is in love
okay.
with her,
oh, boy.
Even though she's a whore.
Right.
Like, you're a whore. God. And okay. Nick's like, yeah, you need to calm that down
yeah.
a little bit. So that's all going. The case itself, it ends up being like, I don't know, one of the people that she, like the, one of these women that hired the detective agency to spy on her fiance because he was acting weird, who ends up being like the bank president, mm-hmm. The bank president is a cross dresser. He showed up at the bank president showed up at the strip club. He was making out with a guy. The guy was the ex-fiance. Thought he was a woman, but found out when he touched the bits, it's a man.
Okay.
So they're all separate, and the principal sees them. And he wasn't taking a picture of Addison. He was taking a picture to the side of Addison, which was the bank president and the Derek mm-hmm. the ex-fiance.
Yeah.
So the fiance, who's the woman of the cross-dresser, is the one who kills the principal in the parking lot because he had the evidence of what was happening.
Okay.
And now Addison stumbled upon all of this and they tried to kill her, but Nick shows up and rescues her.
Got it.
That's all a thing. Okay. So basically at this point, like it's pretty much like the end of the book. And word did get out with all of this shit that unraveled about her stripping that one time. So the school is probably going to fire her. She is now put on probation.
Okay.
And she's waiting to get fired. And now she goes from being strapped on her income to having no income.
Mm-hmm.
And again, has no place to live.
Oh boy.
The whole deal with the bank president, too, is that she had found this house that she wanted. And she only needed $5,000 more mm-hmm. in order to secure it. And then he ended up giving it to somebody else.
Mm.
And so she was already mad at him and then fed up all of his dirt.
Got
so
it.
They thought they were going to kill her. It's a thing.
Okay.
Anyway, so now she's deciding, okay, here I am in my life. I thought it couldn't get worse by the front of the book. It's now worse by the end of the book. But I'm going to be a PI. So I'm going to still work for Kate full time.
Okay.
I'm waiting to be fired from yeah. being a teacher. And I'm going to pursue my PI license because that gives her,
right.
she can do more things now.
Okay.
She still has no new place to live. She is going to have to sell her sexy as fuck car, but she doesn't want to. The sexy car and the underwear of the month club are the only two things in her life she does not want to give up, okay. but they are making her broke.
Okay.
She is going to give her and Nick a real shot, but they are going to go slow for now. So there's about 7 instances in this book where they are almost naked and the scenes are written so fucking hot and you think things are about to happen and then something interrupts them. A murder, a gunshot, her passing out, something weird.
Yeah.
And he is like, he will look at her in the face and go, "My balls are blue.
Right.
If you don't touch them soon, I am going to have to whack off and continue.
Yeah.
Like our time has passed. I will no longer want your vagina. I just want to squirt."
Right.
So that's all funny. But, and that is where it basically ends, and then like a murder, so that you know the next book instantly goes into something else.
Okay.
Something else I didn't really touch base on a lot was her mom. You understand why she's kooky fucking crazy, because her mom is. So her mom lives alone now, you know, grieving widow or whatever, but she's trying to find her new life. And so one of her new things is hot yoga. So this is like a 65-year-old woman who does hot yoga. She goes to church. She shames Addison every Sunday for Addison not coming to church.
Okay.
She knows everybody's business in town. Every time Addison does something, mom knows about it 5 minutes later and then chastises Addison for it. Addison is going through all this and decided she, you know, at the beginning was going to be a stripper because she did not want to move home with her mother. Her mother's like, "I still have the house. Your childhood room is still here. Come here. Live here." She would rather kill people than live with her mother.
Who wouldn't?
I mean, you know.
You know what I mean?
So that's all a thing.
Yeah.
And also because her mom is going through her thing, she did decide to buy a Dukes of Hazzard replica car.
Ooh.
So that drives through town all the time. And then she did go want to support Addison and went on a stakeout with her one time. And I literally did pee my pants from laughing at that banter. So if you want sexy buildup, if you want crime mystery where you don't know who did, I did not know who did it until the end of the book. And then I'm like, you didn't figure it out. Banter, side characters, crazy fucking female character that you want to smack her in the face, but at the same time go, "You are hilarious.
Yeah.
And we can hang out."
Okay.
To sexy motherfucking cop man that you would hand the panties to, but then rip back because he had the nerve, you know?
Yep.
Good. It's amazing. It is an amazing series. It just gets better and better. Mm. And when you do get the sex, which I believe is in the next book, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
It's so fucking creative.
Right.
It's amazing.
Well,
it is.
Who's the author again?
Liliana Hart.
Liliana Hart.
She writes, I read a lot of different series from her. She writes like one about like an autopsy tech. The banter is not as fun. It's more crime.
Okay.
She writes one about these families of like cops from a little town. And then they like have extended people that are like FBI and cartel. And then they all are involved somehow. And the sex is amazing. The male characters are always amazing. But this one is my favorite.
Okay.
And like I said, the last book dropped 2020. Nothing about when the next one is, but I mean, she writes so many series. I'm sure it'll continue on. I don't think it's just going to leave you the way that it did, but
all right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So again, no sex.
Yeah.
But you almost couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Honestly. Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, what's next week?
What we're going to do next week is I know that, so I've always wanted you to read this series, and because it's a big, big, big series, you're just like, "Oh my God, fuck you."
Yeah.
It's called The Black Dagger Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of having you read the series, my sister / bestie, Kim, she is going to join us for a little bit, and she has read the books.
Okay.
And so we are going to talk about Black Dagger Brotherhood.
All right.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
And that is, I can't even remember the name of the author right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll have to look it all up. But I do know that that's a Passion Flix project currently.
Yeah. Okay.
So, vampires. Sexy motherfucking vampires! But it's like 18 bucks in the series.
Oh, yeah, no, thank you.
I won't make it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. See you next week.
Have a great week.
Hey, Smut Hive listeners. Just a quick reminder. Don't forget to go onto our TikTok and Instagram page. Like, follow, do all the fun things. We also have a link in our Instagram bio that takes you to Spotify and Apple. Leave us a review.